This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A bill that would have allowed criminal penalties for Montana physicians who provide terminally ill patients with medical aid in dying was narrowly defeated in a final vote in the Senate chamber on Wednesday. A day earlier, Montana's Senate Bill 210 passed by a two-vote margin, with 26 Republicans in favor and a bipartisan coalition of 24 lawmakers voting no. That margin flipped when lawmakers took a final vote on the bill on Wednesday, with one senator changing his vote in the affirmative, but three others switching sides to oppose the bill. That killed the bill 24-26. Appealing for lawmakers' support on the Senate floor this week, Senator Carl Glimm, Republican of Kyla, described medical aid in dying as assisted suicide, a characterization that opponents of the bill refuted during a January hearing. Similar legislation to SB 210 has been brought consistently since 2009, the year the Montana Supreme Court ruled in Baxter versus the State of Montana that physicians who prescribe lethal medications to a terminally ill person at the end of their life can use the patient's consent as a legal defense to homicide charges. The option of medical aid in dying is popular among registered voters. A recent poll found that 70-80% of Montanans identifying with different political parties said that mentally sound adults with incurable illnesses and less than 6 months to live should be legally allowed to, quote, obtain prescription medication to pass peacefully in their sleep, unquote. Nearly three-quarters of the Montana voters polled said that they would want that option for themselves. Nine other states and the District of Columbia have legalized the procedure and have created parameters for when certain patients can use that end-of-life choice. Pamela Brown, an advanced practice registered hospice and palliative care nurse, told members of the Senate Judiciary Committee at the bill's hearing in January that only eight out of her more than 300 patients in southwest and central Montana have opted to use medical aid in dying. In those circumstances, Brown said, she required the patient to be mentally sound, not suicidal or depressed, within their last 6 months of life, able to consume the medication on their own, and proceeding with the informed consent of their family. Brown said each one had a completely gentle, pain-free, peaceful death surrounded by loved ones. I believe in the right of Montanans to choose their own paths as they face the end of life. More than a dozen others testified against the bill, including representatives of the Montana Hospital Association and the Montana Medical Association. Some opponents included family members of people who have died after being diagnosed with terminal illnesses who argued for privacy and personal choice in end-of-life medical care. Glacier National Park has announced a new digital permit process for reserving advanced wilderness camping permits using the recreation.gov online reservation system. Wilderness campsites will be released for advanced reservations on recreation.gov on March 15, 2023 at 8 a.m. A recreation.gov account is necessary to make reservations. You can visit the website to create an account or to log in. The new online reservation system will only accommodate groups of 1 to 4 campers per permit. For larger groups, additional permits are required for every multiple of 1 to 4 campers. Group applications submitted to pay.gov will be placed into a lottery, and reservations for successful applicants will be booked on recreation.gov by park staff. Camping reservations will be awarded to 30 groups of 5 to 8 campers and 5 groups of 9 to 12 campers. Successful applicants will be notified via email by park staff and will have 5 days to submit their payment. 70% of wilderness campsites park-wide will be available for advanced reservations, leaving 30% available for walk-up permits the day before or the day of a desired trip start date. Permit offices are located in the Glacier area communities of Polebridge, Apgar, Two Medicine, St. Mary, and Mini Glacier. A valid wilderness camping advance reservation from recreation.gov also serves as a vehicle registration the day before or the day of a trip starting date. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.